ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जायमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया। भगवत्युत्तमा श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नन्दनाय च नन्दगोपकुमाराय गोविन्दाय नमो नमः। A reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, entitled Creation, chapter number 18, Parikshit curse by Brahmin boy, text 37. Iti langita maryadam takshakaha saptame ahani dankshati sma कुलांगारं चोदितो मे ततद्रुहं। इति लंघित मर्यादं तक्षक सप्तमे हनि दंशति स्म कुलांगारं चोदितो मे ततद्रुहम्। इति लंघित मर्यादम् तक्षकः सप्तमे हनि दक्षन्ति स्म कुलांगारम् चोदितो मे ततद्रुहम्। इति लंघित मर्यादम् तक्षक सप्तमे हनि दंशति स्म कुलांगारम् चोदितो मे ततद्रुहम्। माताजी దంక్షతి స్మకులంగారం చోదితో మే తతద్రుహం ఇతి లంఘిత మర్యాదం తక్షక సప్తమేహని దంక్షతి స్మ ఉలంగారం చోదితో మే తథాగును ఇతి దజ్ లంఘిత సర్పాసింగ్ మర్యాదం ఎటికేట్ తక్షక స్నేక్ బర్డ్ సప్తమే ఆన్ ద సెవెంత్ అహనీ డే దంక్ష్యతి విల్ బైట్ స్మ సర్టన్లీ కులంగారం ద రెచెడ్ ఆఫ్ ద డైనస్టీ చోదిత హ్యావింగ్ డన్ మే మై తతద్రుహం ఎన్మిటీ టువర్డ్స్ ద ఫాదర్ ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ ప్రిపేర్డ్ బై హిజ్ డివైన్ గ్రేస్ అభయ చరణారవింద భక్తి వేదాంత స్వామి శీల ప్రభుపాద్ కీ జై. ద ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ ద బ్రాహ్మణస్ సన్ కర్స్డ్ ద కింగ్ దస్ on the seventh day from today a snake bird will bite the most wretched one of that dynasty Maharaj Parikshit because of his having broken the laws of etiquette by insulting my father. The purport. Thus the beginning of the misuse of brahminical power began, and gradually the brahmanas in the age of Kali became devoid of both brahminical powers and culture. The Brahmin boy considered Maharaj Parikshit to be Kulangar or the wretched of the dynasty. But factually the Brahmin boy himself was so, because only from him did the Brahmana caste become powerless. Like the snake whose poison teeth are broken, the snake is fearful as long as his poison teeth are there. Otherwise, he is fearful only to children. The personality of Kali conquered the Brahmin boy first, and gradually the other castes. Thus, the whole scientific system of the orders of society in this age has assumed the form of a vitiated caste system, which is now being uprooted by another class of men similarly influenced by the age of Kali. One should see to the root cause of vitiation and not try to condemn the system as it is without knowledge of its scientific value. I'll read the verse again. ఓం అజ్ఞానతిమిరాంధస్య జ్ఞానాంజనశలాకయ చక్షురున్మిలితం యేన తస్మై శ్రీగురవే నమః. శ్రీచైతన్యమనోభీష్టం స్థాపితం యేన భూతలే స్వయం రూపకదామహ్యం దదాతి స్వపదాంతికం. వందేహం శ్రీగురో శ్రీయుతపదకమలం శ్రీగురున్ వైష్ణవాంశ్చ శ్రీరూపం సాగరజాతం సహగణరఘునాథాన్వితం తం సజీవం సాద్వైతం సావధూతం పరిజనసహితం కృష్ణచైతన్యదేవం శ్రీరాధాకృష్ణపాదాన్ సహగణలలితా శ్రీవిశాఖాన్వితాంశ్చ. నమో విష్ణుపాదాయ కృష్ణప్రష్టాయ భూతలే శ్రీమతే భక్తి వేదాంత స్వామినితి నామినే. నమస్తే సారస్వతీ దేవే గౌరవాణీ ప్రచారిణే నిర్విశేష శూన్యవాదీ పాశ్చాత్య దేశ తారిణే. జై శ్రీ కృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర శ్రీవాసాది గౌర భక్త వృంద. హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే, హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే. పరీక్షిత్ మహారాజ్, హూ ఇస్ గ్రాండ్ సన్ ఆఫ్ అర్జున, వన్ డే వెన్ హీ వాజ్ హంటింగ్, because hunting was allowed to for kshatriyas, it was their sport, So when he was on a hunting spree, he got very thirsty, fatigued, came to the hermitage of Shamik Rishi. Shamik Rishi was in meditation, half eyes closed, and his consciousness was connected in the Supreme. So he was aloof of the surroundings. Parikshit Maharaj asked for water, and this Shamik Rishi, being completely into the meditation, didn't respond. Parikshit Maharaj thought that it is dead reception, not proper to the Vedic system. In the Vedic system, a guest comes to your home, you're supposed to treat him properly. But this time, this is not happening. So he saw there was a dead snake, so he put the dead snake around the neck of the Rishi. So we know all this pastime. What is happening in this verse is, the news came to the boy, the son of Shamik Rishi, Sringi. First thing he did is what we all do most of the times, is reaction. We just like to react to the situation without knowing whether it is true, whether it's a rumor, or whether it's a fact. What is the real thing? Without going into that, we like to pass our own conclusion, jumping to the conclusion. And he didn't just jump onto the conclusion, he actually cursed the king. And even before the cursing the king, he used really abusive words. Because here, a few verses back, you see that he is calling the king as like a dog. How come this, you know, Kshatriyas, they are coming in the house of Brahmanas? They are like crows or dogs. How dare a dog enter the house? The dog should know the limitation. In the Vedic system, dogs used to protect the homes. But nowadays, we see the owners protect the dog. Like now the system has changed because of the Kali Yuga. The dog feels like he is the owner, and the owner feels like he is the master. Oh, my baby, you know, they like to pet the dog so much. And the dogs feel like babies. But that was not the system. The system was, the dogs were actually used for protection. Because dogs have that capability. By nature, dogs have been given that sense by which they can actually sense fear in someone. They can sense, you know, somebody's bad intention. Somehow they have that capability. And that's why we see in the 11th canto, Avadhuta Brahman, you know, Dattatraya, he was surrounded by the dogs. So he was using the dogs when he was walking. In this case, even in many, many scriptures we find Kshatriyas have been compared to dogs or crows. You know, many scriptures talk that Kshatriyas should act like, you know, dogs. And Brahmanas are considered as the owners of the kingdom. And Kshatriyas being the protector, they are supposed to be alert, attentive and protective. Like dogs. Within the different animals, dogs are actually considered chandal. That's why dogs were not allowed inside the house. So even if you have a pet dog, they would keep the dog outside and he would protect the borders. Like pakshinaha kakash chandalaha pashunam chaiva kukkuraha muninam papaschandala sarvachandala nindakaha. Among the birds, crows are called chandal. Chandal means usually among the humans, those who eat dogs, they are considered the lowest among the human beings, chandal. So who is the lowest among the birds? They are called crows. Amongst animals, dogs are considered the lowest, chandal. Among the munis, amongst the transcendental, is the one who revels in sin, he is considered Chandal. And who is Sarva Chandal? Amongst all the people, who is the most Chandal or wretched one? He is the one who takes pleasure in criticizing other person without, you know, going into details. Just like that, being always critical. That is Sarva Chandala Nindakaha. So, actually Sringi is showing that behavior. Without knowing what has happened, without knowing how it has happened, without knowing, you know, exact details, without taking some time to understand the details, he pronounced a curse. What should have happened is, Sringi should have first gone to the father, and he should have had a talk. I'm very angry, I feel like cursing the king, what should be done? Like, what we all should learn is, we also will be put into provoking situations. So instead of jumping into a conclusion, the best way is to go to the authority, at least have some time. Instead of being reactive, we can get proactive approach. So, Sringi first starts blaspheming Parikshit Maharaj. So in this case, Jiva Goswami says, Sringi was in the process of training of Brahmana. As soon as he started cursing, he started abusing the king, Parikshit, that became Vaishnava Aparadha. What do we chant in the morning? To blaspheme a devotee who had dedicated their lives for propagation of holy names of the Lord. That is the first offense. So Jiva Goswami Pada, he says, because he started, you know, blaspheming a Vaishnava of the caliber of Parikshit Maharaj, that started to take away all his intelligence. That started to take away his Brahminical intelligence. And then he calls the king as the dog. How the dog came into our home. We are Brahmanas. So, like I said, dogs usually are compared to Kshatriya, but that's a metaphor. So he failed to understand the metaphor. He took it literally that he is a dog. How could he come inside? We see that even in the past, so many kings go in the different ashramas, different hermitages of different rishis to take the guidance. That's the purpose of starting an ashram. I mean, what is the point of starting an ashram when some people are not allowed inside to take the guidance? So many kings would go there. But he is taking that analogy or metaphor in the literal sense, you know, calling the king like a crow or dog. Chanakya Pandit says that even within the dogs, even within the animals, there are good qualities. In the creation that Krishna has created, in the creation of Narayan, there is no one useless. There is no one completely bad. If somebody has the eyes to see good in others, there are plenty of opportunities. One can see good quality even in the worst of the worst of the worst personality. So Chanakya Pandit says that there are 5 things which can be learned from crows. 6 things can be learned from dogs. He says, dogs, bhavashi swalpa santushtaha, sanidro lagu chetanaha, swami bhaktascha shurascha shadete shwanato gunaha. He says 6 qualities we should learn from dogs. That's the culture we belong to. We don't see bad qualities in others. Rather, we like to take some good quality. That's called gunagrahi. A Vaishnava should be gunagrahi. Instead of focusing on the worst of the worst thing, a Vaishnava likes to pick the good quality. Just like a honeybee takes only the honey. Or like Srila Prabhupada, when he came to America, he could have said that I came according to the desire of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, but all the people are crazy. There is no chance. These people don't follow anything, even the basics of the Krishna consciousness. I can't teach them anything. He could have said that. But even within those people, he saw good quality. He saw, even though these people are apparently, you know, so degraded, but they have one quality that once they take up something, they don't leave. So that's why Srila Prabhupada even said to Hridayananda Maharaj that what is the use of you being American if you don't do something wonderful? So Srila Prabhupada would see good qualities in everyone. So here Chanakya Pandit says, 6 qualities learned from the dogs. He says, Bahuvashi. Dogs have strong appetite. At the same time, Swalpa Santushtaha. There is strong appetite, but still if dog is given little crumb of a bread, little something the dog would eat, wouldn't complain, they're still Swalpa Santushtaha. They're happy in whatever they get. Sanidro. They have ability to go to sleep. Like deep sleep in no time. They can sleep deep. At the same time, Lagu Chetanaha. They can wake up any moment. Little sound and the dog would, you know, the ears would go up. If you have noticed, if you're taking a walk in the night time, from somewhere you hear a barking. You know, somebody, you're just taking your walk, japa or something, and somebody like, wow, wow, wow. Some dog is barking and you think like, what have I done to you? Like, I'm just a nice person taking a walk. You haven't done anything wrong, but actually the dog is alert. 5th quality is Swami Bhaktaha. Swami Bhakta means the dog is very loyal to the master. That's why even Bhaktivinoda Thakur mentions Vaishnava Thakur Tomar Kukkur Baliya Shaniya. He says, oh Vaishnava Thakur, make me your dog. Why did he compare himself to the dog? Why did he say that, oh, let me be a dog? Why didn't he say, let me be your some other animal? Because dogs are very loyal. So that principle of being loyal to the master can be learned from the dog. And Shurascha, the 6th one, they're very brave. That's why you see in the militaries, in the police force, dogs are recruited. And there are like many, many cases where dogs fight. Even there were many armies where the dogs were leading. Because they are sure, they are brave. So, also there was actually, I come from Maharashtra. The great king of Maharashtra, Shivaji Maharaj, he had a dog. His name was Vaghya. And even today, if you go to Raigad, you will see that next to the tomb of Shivaji, next to the Samadhi Mandir of Shivaji, there is a statue of his dog, Vaghya. And it's a true story that what happened, that when the Shivaji Maharaj left this world, left his body, when they started his funeral and when they light up the funeral pyre, the dog became so overwhelmed by the sorrow that the dog actually jumped in that funeral pyre. In the fire, the dog jumped. And even today, there is that statue. And I have seen it with my own eyes. So, Swami Bhaktascha Shurascha. That's why Kshatriyas are compared to dogs. Not to, you know, belittle them, not to show them, oh, you are dogs. No. Only because you are sure, you are very brave. You are also Swami Bhakta. And that's something we should also learn, that when a disciple takes the vows, accepts someone as a spiritual master, then we should also learn to become very chaste, very loyal to the spiritual master. And 5 qualities that Chanakya Pandit says, learned from crows. He says, Guda Maithunam Dharshtam Cha Kale Kale Cha Sangraham. అప్రమత్తం అవిశ్వాసం పంచ శిక్షేచ వాయసాత్. గూఢమైథునం మీన్స్ ఆల్ ద యానిమల్స్ దే డోంట్ కేర్ హూ ఈస్ వాచింగ్ వెన్ దే ఆర్ మేటింగ్ బట్ ద క్రోస్ దే హ్యావ్ దే హ్యావ్ ప్రైవేట్ మేటింగ్. సో చాణక్య పండిట్ సేస్ దట్ వన్ షుడ్ లెర్న్ దాట్ క్వాలిటీ దట్ యూనియన్ విత్ వన్స్ ఓన్ వైఫ్ ఇన్ ప్రైవసీ. ధార్ష్ట్యం మీన్స్ బోల్డ్నెస్. క్రోస్ ఆర్ రియలీ బోల్డ్, డోంట్ మెస్ విత్ దెమ్. అండ్ థర్డ్, కాలే కాలే చ సంగ్రహం. ఆల్ ద అదర్ యానిమల్స్ ఆర్ బర్డ్స్ దే లైక్ టు ఓన్లీ కలెక్ట్ ద ఫుడ్ ఐటమ్స్ యూజువలీ దాట్ వీ సీ, బట్ ద క్రోస్ హ్యావ్ ద కెపాబిలిటీ, దే హ్యావ్ ద ఇంటెలిజెన్స్, దే కలెక్ట్ సమ్ అదర్ థింగ్స్ like while flying on the up in the sky, the crow sees that there is a piece of metal that can be my survival kit, so he takes it and he stores it somewhere. So the crows can store utility items, something that may be useful in the future. That is the third one. Apramattam, never inattentive. The crows always watching, the neck is always moving, they are constantly alert. Apramattam avishwasam, crows don't trust anyone. You would be anyone, crows don't trust. So five things to be learned, and that's why kshatriyas, they are compared to dogs and crows because of these good qualities, not to put them down. But here what Sringi is doing is using that metaphor to actually commit Vaishnav aparad, such a sinful activity that Sringi used against Parikshit Maharaj. Parikshit Maharaj was cursed by Sringi. So what, that is what we are listening to in today's verse. So the thunderbolt of the curse was pronounced. And when it was pronounced, even when he went back his home, his father was upset. And he also felt like, what have I done now? And once it is spoken, it's like a brahmastra. Once you give it, it cannot be taken back. Like Srila Prabhupada also mentions, the words that we use, we have to use them intellectually. Or there is Tukaram Maharaj, who also mentions that there is one weapon who has destroyed many, many more people than any weapon in the world, that is the words, Shabda. If you don't use the word properly, you can literally destroy lives. One person, Hitler, his words were taken so seriously by so many people, and so many millions of Jews were massacred. So that's why words are very important. Before you speak, you think. What's the point of speaking and then thinking? It's better to take some moments and then speak. So here we see that once this curse has been pronounced, he's actually calling Parikshit Maharaj Kulangar. Kulangar, but doesn't look like he is, like in the past, if you see the track record of Parikshit Maharaj, he is the best of the best. He has not committed anything wrong in his entire track record. There is nothing, not a little spot that you can point finger at Parikshit Maharaj's character. But in anger, he spoke it. In anger, it happened. So it is said that anger destroys the person who has it first, and then maybe the other person. It's like anger means you're holding a red hot coal into your hand and you're saying, now just see what I will do to you. Now just see what I will do to you. Now you just see what I will do to you. But sir, what is happening to you right now? Your hand is burning. First, anger is burning you. And there are so many scientific researches that show that when someone gets angry, so many destructions happen within our own blood circulation system. So many veins get damaged. Sometimes the brain veins, brain cells get damaged. So anger destroys the person first, and then maybe the other person. Here we see he's calling Kulangar, but if you go back, when Parikshit Maharaj was born, the real Brahmanas who came in the palace, Yudhishthir Maharaj asked, what is the future of this child? How this child will be? So all of them spoke that this child will be as good as Krishna. Sarva Sadguna Mahatme Esha Krishnam Anuvrataha. This child will be as good as the personality, the supreme personality of Godhead, Shri Krishna. In all the great qualities, he will resemble Krishna. He will be powerful like Ikshvaku or Lord Ramachandra. Such great personalities have been compared with Parikshit. Parikshit was compared to these great personalities with real Brahmanas. And this child has seen Krishna face to face in the womb of the mother. Like especially sometimes in the month of Damodar or 8 o'clock Aarti, we like to switch off the lights in the temple so that we can see the deities very brightly. Only the lights are there on the deities. Everything is dark and we feel like, oh, so beautiful. That darshan Parikshit Maharaj had in the womb of his mother. Everything dark. But then who entered? Actually in the calamity, the body was destroyed by the Brahmastra of Ashwatthama. And in that dark womb, he saw little, you know, thumb high personality enter. And he's thinking, I'm on the verge of death. My body has been shattered. And this beautiful person comes who was, you know, blackish, wearing golden silken garments, golden mukut. And such beautiful personality he saw enter, and he rejuvenated the destroyed body. He joined the body back and brought Parikshit's body back how it was. So such a darshan Parikshit Maharaj had. So such a great fortune that Parikshit Maharaj had. The Brahmana said that Tasman Namna Vishnurat Iti Loke Bhavishyati Na Sandeho Mahabhag Mahabhagavato Mahan. Who is Parikshit Maharaj? That this child has been protected in the womb of the mother. That's why his name will be Vishnurat Iti Loke Bhavishyati. Na Sandeho. There is no doubt he is the most fortunate Mahabhag. And Mahabhagavato Mahan. He is a Mahabhagavati. He is a great devotee of Krishna. So that is what the real Brahmanas have spoken. And here, Sringi, out of anger, he is calling that personality as Kulangar. He is the one who is, you know, like wretched one, the like bad seed in the good family. So that is, again, blasphemy of a Vaishnava. And that's why Sringi was... He is later on becoming very upset. His father is upset. So what happened later, when Parikshit, he came to know about the curse. I have been cursed by a Brahman. And the curse means once given, it's like a Brahmastra. So Parikshit thought that when I was in the womb of my mother Uttara, I was helpless. There was Brahmastra coming towards me. Brahmastra came, I was helpless. Today, Brahmashap is coming. The curse of a Brahmana is coming. When Krishna protected me from the weapon of a Brahmana, Ashwatthama, when I was in the womb of my mother, let me surrender to Krishna. He will definitely protect me from the curse of this Brahmana. So Parikshit Maharaj, he, as we know, he renounces everything and he goes and sits. He starts to fast. And that time, Shukadev Goswami appears. And when we see how the event, entire incident, how it takes place, Parikshit Maharaj relying, keeping his faith on Krishna, keeping his surrendered attitude on Krishna, ultimately leads, that thing leads to him to the highest perfection of life. If Parikshit Maharaj would have said, what's the use of, you know, Krishna? He is completely, you know, not at all taking care of his devotees. If I am devotee of Krishna, how come Krishna is not protecting me from the curse? Let me curse him back, or let me, you know, ask him to fight with me. Let me destroy Sringi, or let me find a way I can counter this curse. But Parikshit Maharaj is trusting in Krishna's plan. We have our plan, Krishna has his own plan. So Parikshit Maharaj, he is trusting that. And when we see through the eyes of acharyas, Srila Prabhupada in the future, he mentions, if you see this incident from mundane eyes, Parikshit Maharaj going and putting the garland around the snake, you would say, he is wrong. How dare he do that? How dare he put dead snake on the neck of a sage? That's wrong. If we are watching this through the mundane eyes, we will say, Sringi cursed. He is reactive. He is not proactive. He is not proper. He is wrong. And if after some time we see that Parikshit Maharaj is accepting the curse, we say, Parikshit is great. And then we see that Bhagavatam is coming. When we see the incident only through the mundane eyes, we will learn nothing. Rather, we will keep giving our own speculation, concoction, or our own, you know, something, the product of our own intelligence. But when we see through the eyes of Bhagavatam, through the eyes of Srila Prabhupada, through the eyes of previous acharyas, we see that Parikshit was cursed so that Srimad Bhagavatam will be born. Because if Parikshit Maharaj wouldn't have been cursed, then he would have just continued living his life and he would have gone back to Godhead at any time later. He would have just left his body, went back to Godhead. Rather, Krishna's plan is let Parikshit suffer for that one moment. Let him go through this calamity for little while, but Bhagavatam will be born and he will come to Godhead early. So that's why Srimad Bhagavatam was born, because Parikshit Maharaj was cursed. And that's why we are able to hear Srimad Bhagavatam. Who is going to speak Bhagavatam? That is, Shukadeva Goswami appears there. And who is the receiver? It's Parikshit Maharaj. The receiver also has to be powerful, potent. Like Krishna chose Arjuna as the recipient of Bhagavad Gita. Because after speaking Bhagavad Gita, 18 chapters, at the end Krishna says, now go fight. If somebody like me was there, I would say that, I'm so sorry, still I'm not able to understand. Please repeat. That's why Krishna finds a person who is already awakened. He puts him to the illusion for a little while, so that when the illusion is dispelled, the person is ready. The same way, Arjuna's grandson, Parikshit, was chosen as the recipient of Bhagavatam. So, Bhagavatam is to be understood only by bhakti. Like Bhagwan Shiv, Lord Shiva says, Aham vedmi shuko vetti vyasa vetti na vetti va. So he says that I know Bhagavatam. So that is called confidence. Bhagavan Shiva is Shiva. He is Vaishnavanam yatha Shambho. So he says, I know Bhagavatam, శుకో వేత్తి, సుఖదేవ్ గోస్వామి నోస్ భాగవతం, వ్యాస వేత్తి న వేత్తివా, మే బి ఆర్ మే నాట్ బి. సో ఇన్ దిస్ ఆల్సో కేస్ దిస్ ఏ లైక్ విశ్వనాథ్ గోస్వామి, విశ్వనాథ్ చక్రవర్తి ఠాకూర్, హీ సేస్ దాట్ వ్యాస్ ఇఫ్ యు థింక్ బిఫోర్ హీ మెట్ నారద ముని హీ న వేత్తి, హీ డి నాట్ నో. బట్ వెన్ వ్యక్తి భాగవత్, వెన్ ద పర్సనాలిటీ ఆఫ్ భాగవత్ ఇన్ ద ఫార్మ్ ఆఫ్ అ డివోటీ నారద్ ముని కేమ్, దెన్ వ్యాసదేవ్ నోస్ భాగవత్. సో వేత్తి, ఇఫ్ యు థింక్ వ్యాసదేవ్ యాజ్ భగవాన్, దెన్ న వేత్తి. Because one thing Krishna doesn't have is bhakti for himself. That's why he comes as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So if you say Vyasadeva as Bhagwan, na vetti. But Vyasadeva as Bhakta, vetti. So that's why Bhagwan Shiva is saying, Bhaktya Bhagavatam Graiham, na buddhya na cha tikaya. So Bhagavatam is to be learnt only by bhakti, not by intelligence, not by so-called so much of speculation. So that's why through the eyes of bhakti, when we see this incident, we see that Krishna gave the biggest mercy. He gave the highest form of his love and care and mercy to Parikshit Maharaj by allowing Shringi to curse Parikshit. So Parikshit, Shringi, and even Shamik Rishi, they all are only like puppets. And Krishna, being the ultimate doer, ultimate sanctioner, Upadrashta, Anumanta, like Archita Prabhu said, Krishna, he allows that for a great purpose that we will see in upcoming verses. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Any questions or comments?
Hare Krishna Prabhu, thank you very much. You mentioned earlier that Pariksit's body was destroyed and put together back again by the Lord. Prabhupada comments in this pastime that the embryo was covered by Lord Krishna's Brahmastra weapons. So where did you get that information that the body was destroyed and put back together?
I think it is in Bhagavatam like that, or no? There is a purport. Yeah.
Thank you, Prabhu. There was one word that you used that sarva stuck in my mind. Sarva chandala nina
nindaka
chad. Very meaningful. And kulangara, pretty similar. So what would you advise to the new devotees joining the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, and in a, like this Brahman child, sometimes they're not mature enough, they haven't read enough, and they hear a little bit of something, and immediately they want to, you know, start, you know, even to the point of blaspheming on senior people who are running this movement, and they might, something might be there that needs to be worked, but they jump into conclusion and they take up on their hands to actually go and canvassing. I've seen them, many people, young people. So what would be your advice? You know, the issues, especially when say gurus, you know, gurus, Prabhupada only, and then even now women gurus, and they want to jump into that. They haven't even read all the books of Prabhupada. Can you mention something, though?
That's a very practical question. Actually, Shringi, we can see ourselves as a Shringi. Many, many times we like to jump onto conclusion and we destroy our own life, or sometimes we destroy someone else's life. Especially what Shringi has done wrong, he may be using, you know, harsh words. He may have cursed someone, but he has said it to a devotee, a Vaishnava. And without knowing the character of Parikshit Maharaj completely, without assessing, judging everything. In our society also, many times when new devotees come, many times they hear so many, you know, bad things too. Like, many times we hear about what happened in the past. After Prabhupada left the world, this happened, that happened. Oh, you don't know where you are. You know, there will be people speaking so many things. The best thing is we judge things ourselves. We see things ourselves with our own eyes. When a new person is in the temple, he can see how, you know, other devotees are. As they interact, they will understand that these people are nice. That is like the first thing that they can do. Just, you know, come and see for yourself how our society is run. We give the highest form of devotional service. We have that as our main objective. The ISKCON society, if you want to get something in ISKCON, the best, the highest form of devotional service. Because Srila Prabhupada has expertly created that this society as an organization. So in one organization there will be so many people. So many people come, you know, so we don't have any control who joins ISKCON. So somebody may do something, right, like a police department. Sometimes many people join the police department. Later on, we find that, oh, this police officer is corrupt. But that doesn't mean the police department is bad. Like, there will be some bad people. There will be somebody who was untrained or somebody who commits a mistake. But that doesn't make the entire system bad. That is the first thing. Second thing, we should also understand, like the new people who come, there is guidance available. The first and most important thing, whom are you associating with? If you associate with a person who has a negative mind, he is going to give you nothing but negativity. The first thing, there should be an alarm that we should set up within ourselves. If someone starts saying something bad about somebody else, that alarm should ring. You know, we should just run away from that place, because if this person is so critical, sarva chandala nindakaha, if he is so critical of the other person, if he can see any good, then I should not associate with this person. So, the best thing about New Dwarka, I would say, that there are so many senior devotees. There are so many devotees you can bank upon. You can rely, completely rely, and you can just follow them as it, whatever they say, as it is. That is the great thing about New Dwarka. So many devotees, guidance is always available. Like every Bhagavatam class, we have so many senior devotees sitting here. So every day after Bhagavatam, you can just find someone. If you have some doubt, anything, you can just find any senior devotee, so much guidance. If you have doubt about the scriptures or anything, you can catch Archita Prabhu. If you have, you know, some practical guidance, Amal Bhakta Maharaj is here, and Naikatma Prabhu, so many devotees. There is like never lack of devotees. Like Bhrigupati Prabhu also gave me so much guidance in my early days in New Dwarka. So much guidance is there. If you want some serious guidance, you can have a meeting with Savas Prabhu. Archita Prabhu.
Hare Krishna. Thank you for a nice presentation, Prabhu. Going back to Sachin Hanoi's question, you touched on one part of it, actually, earlier in your lecture. I was born in a British colony in Jamaica, and the Brits, they didn't have the best motivation going around the world conquering people, but they made a lot of statements, truisms, that Prabhupada even quoted, like, you know, many slip between the cup and the lip and all that. He quoted a lot of them. So two things they said was, look before you leap, and think before you speak. So you touch on think before you speak. So look before you leap means just be cautious. In the old days, to spread the kind of thing that Sachin Arora is talking about, people literally have to walk up and down the block and speak to everybody. Nowadays, they don't have to do that. They create a Facebook page, Prabhupada Nuga, Vaishnava Sangha, whatever. And people jump in. They don't even ask, who is behind this? Who is behind this? Who is Prabhupada Nuga? The person never says anything about themselves, himself or herself. They just create a page, Prabhupada Nuga, and then they say, make all kinds of statements. And people just jump in and say, yeah, and take up the fight. They don't even know who they're fighting for. They take up the fight. Somebody says, this happened or that happened, and they say, yeah, rah, and they jump in and they go after it. Look before you leap. If somebody sends me a friend request on Facebook, and I don't see any picture of who they are or anything in the about section, nothing, no relationship, no place, no nothing, I don't accept. I have to know who I'm dealing with. So you should always have to know who you're dealing with, especially not just the new bhaktas, the old devotees also fall into that trap. Just because the page is called Prabhupada Nuga, oh, I have to be a Prabhupada Nuga, and I have to jump in and do whatever this person says. So look before you leap. And if you do that, then you will think before you speak. If you don't look before you leap, then you're going to go out there and say anything, whatever somebody else has prompted you to say. But if you look before you leap, then you will think before you speak.
Especially internet.
Thanks, a nice comment, Archita. I appreciate it very much. And in addition to looking before you leap, you should also ask, where did you get that from? From what source does it come from? Does it come from Prabhupada himself, in one of his letters, one of the room conversations, right out of the books? Show it to me. I doubt it, because I've read quite a bit, and it seems to contradict so many things that I have already heard about Prabhupada and from Prabhupada. Please give me the source. And if he can give the source, well, that's fine. It's authoritative. And if he cannot, then we should just walk away.
Jai Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Oh, do you want to speak? Speak.